Stand aside, men. How women have evolved on the cinema screen.
1. The damsel in distress. An innocent woman is in danger. Maybe it's from a bad guy, or a monster, or a disaster. But she's saved by a hero with whom she falls in love, and they live happily ever after. The end. We may not like to admit it, but this is our all-time favorite story, retold endlessly by every generation and culture. It has traveled unchanged from ancient times through to the modern era in poems, books, and films. They're clearly not great role models. Damsels are weak, heroes are strong, or women are passive, men active. This is not sexual equality, but before dismissing these stories as patriarchal brainwashing, it's worth asking who they were really aimed at, men or women. Their basic message is that men should be protectors, not predators, which is not a bad lesson. Historically, in fact, it has probably been a necessary lesson. Hopefully, we've evolved beyond that need now.
2. The femme fatale. An equally ancient character archetype is the femme fatale. Unlike damsels, femme fatales are neither passive nor innocent, which the stories say is a bad thing. At best, her seductive power is a danger to the hero because it will make him stay home with her rather than do heroic deeds. At worst, it is surely the most toxic characterization in cultural history. The message is that female sexuality is dangerous, which easily becomes women are immoral. That's an idea that has kept women oppressed for millennia and still does in parts of the world. It only started to be challenged in the great novels of the 1800s. As with so many real women, things end badly for Tess of the D'Urbervilles, Anna Karenina, Madame Bovary, and others. But if these were great novels, it was because they dared say that this situation was unjust. By the 20th century, the femme fatales of early cinema could be knowing and not inevitably bad.
3. The Girl Next Door. Casablanca is one of the greatest movies ever. Spoiler alert, it ends sadly when the hero renounces his one true love, who remains in her loveless marriage. What is not generally realized is that the movie had to end that way because of the Hays Code of 1930, a censorship regimen in U.S. cinema that forbade, among a great many other things, extramarital affairs. By 1954, when the code was finally abandoned, it had resulted in a cinema full of perfect housewives and wholesome girl-next-door types. With American movies so conformist and conservative, all the interesting women at this time were to be found in European cinema.
4. Ice Queens. The closest 1950s American cinema got to the more intriguing female characters of film noir are the famous ice blondes, such as Grace Kelly, in the thrillers of Alfred Hitchcock. These characters were stronger and darker than in most cinema of the time. Cool, classy, manipulative, and self-confident. They were certainly temptresses, their motives often uncertain, but they had such a controlled sensuality that even the Hays Code could not find fault with them.
5. Sex Kittens. With women's liberation, free love, and the arrival of the pill, the 1960s changed everything, obviously. Or maybe not so much? Sure, the new era allowed female characters to finally escape the moral strictures attached to women's sexuality in the past, but with cinema still very much a male-controlled industry, roles for actresses did not necessarily become more interesting or more complex. Even the best actresses, such as double Oscar winner Jane Fonda, all too often found themselves playing highly objectified roles in films where the men generally drove the story.
6. Sci-fi fighters. Is it significant that the first characters to break the damsel in distress format were not on Earth? In 1977's Star Wars, Princess Leia seems at first to occupy the classic role. But when the heroes come to save her, she grabs a blaster and takes command of her own rescue mission. 2 years later, the film Alien had Sigourney Weaver trying to survive after a terrifying monster massacres her crewmates. Her character fares no better or worse than a man would, but she keeps her cool and uses her intelligence, which was frankly revolutionary because her gender wasn't an issue. It's not an issue either in the Terminator films, where Sarah Connor rapidly evolves from ordinary woman into an icon of robot-kicking female independence, where sci-fi led, other genres soon followed.
7. Super students. Everyone knows that girls generally take school more seriously than boys, who are genetically programmed to be prats until around the age of 25. That basic truth is central to both the heroines of the two biggest fantasy epics of the modern era, Harry Potter and Game of Thrones. While Hermione Granger and Arya Stark are very different characters, they both succeed and surpass the males around them by the simple virtue of studying harder. In adventure stories, male characters who study hard were usually the villains.
8. Warrior Women. Katniss Everdeen in The Hunger Games, Wonder Woman, and Captain Marvel, Furiosa and Mad Max, women action heroes are everywhere, saving men and battling monsters. At first glance, it looks like easy role reversal, the traits of male heroes simply being transferred onto female characters. There is some truth in that. But what's interesting is that most don't behave like male action heroes. These women don't want to fight, ideally, and they certainly don't take violence lightly. Wonder Woman views war as the greatest possible atrocity. In The Hunger Games, surprisingly, Katniss only directly kills two people, and one of those is a mercy killing. So although, like male heroes, women may be ass-kicking warriors, they have a better message. We're still evolving.